The following program is a podcast1.com production.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want to battle, it's either that you will or just won't.
Hey, you know, you're not a bad-looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face. Ah!
No, I thought you said that you are right, Spider.
Hey, man!
We will be recording a more stories podcast here tonight. Well, we are right now, I should say. So if you came here for just straight comedy, stand-up comedy, you definitely get that. I'm going to do some. And Jeff Cesario, of course, wonderful.
Oh, Jeff, you're the best.
And then we're going to sit down and talk about comedy the way Jeff and I like to talk about comedy. And that's like lunatics on acid on a camping trip. And Comedy of the Stars, and we're Stephen Hawking, I guess. Like Stephen Hawking talks about space, that's how we... Stephen Hawking cheated on his wife. Yes, with a nurse. Like somebody, what? He can only commute... There is somebody for everyone. He can only speak using, at one iris, right? And don't go, oh, fuck that guy. He cheated on his wife. And he always... Look, he can't move at all, but I know he thinks he's better than me. I do. And he is. But he's not. But he's an infidel. He always looks like somebody, like a toy that somebody put away too quickly. Like, he's not put away right. Somebody helped the guy. Like, mom and dad are coming home. Quick, put Steven away. Kugish. A little off to the side, a little crooked. Your dad comes home. Hey, guys. So, who was playing with Steven? Nobody. Don't. Hey, I'm looking right at him. That's not how I left him. Wipe his mouth. Guy cheated on his wife with a nurse. Think about that. Think about the fact that a wife doesn't care that you're in a wheelchair, you're non-ambulatory, you speak through a computer that you invented, you're the most brilliant human on planet Earth. Now he's probably like runner up, because if you cheat on your wife and get caught, you're not that smart. That's high risk, low reward, right? It's not, yeah. It's not like I hate my wife. She's never behind me or supports me. Here comes Lisa Ann. Then you go, yeah, my wife sucks. Lisa Ann's nice and beautiful. Oh boy, then you got a problem. That's high risk, high reward. This lady married you knowing you were going to be, like, in this state. That's the heart speaking. And some nurse, like, has to wipe your ass, literally, like, wipe your ass and, well, actually, probably, like, change your bag or whatever. I'm being serious. I didn't fucking cheat. And your computer goes, sorry about the mess. It's unavoidable sometimes. Suck it. Suck it. L-O-L, L-O-L, emoji, water, emoji, eggplant, eggplant, banana, emoji, suck it, suck it, suck it. Picture of a rooster, but that means cock, cock, cock. I'm just kidding, unless I'm not, you tell me. When he just comes, there's like a meme of a rocket taking off. Inferior rocket. My goodness. I don't know if you noticed when I came up here, I didn't go to the mic. I walked in front of the mic. The reason for that, Buddy Hackett once said to me, we were at the MTV Music Awards. We did this TV show, Action, together. Great show. And Buddy Hackett played my uncle Lonnie and my bodyguard. And he was that in real life. He was my bodyguard. I met Buddy Hackett after I knew everything. I'd been headlining, I don't know, 18 years, 16 years. And he just emptied me out like a kung fu movie and filled me the right way. We're at the MTV Music Awards, and we're there for very different reasons. This is Buddy Hackett, old school Hollywood. And he's shaking hands, and he's being really funny, and when he goes out to present, it's great, and I'm just there to get fucking hammered and to meet girls, because I was an infidel in that marriage. I introduced Buddy Hackett to the Wu-Tang Clan, well, some of the Wu-Tang Clan, one of which was Redman, who I know from Newark, New Jersey. I go, he goes like, oh shit, can you introduce us to Buddy Hackett? I'm like, can I? Check this out. Buddy, this is my friend Redman. He's a friend of mine from New Jersey.
Does he know that I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey?
I don't know if he does or not.
What's his name? Raymond?
Redman. They shake hands, Mr. Hackett. It's an honor. I love all the move.
Hello, Redman.
Real dubious. I'm like, okay, Redman.
Hello, Redman.
Buddy Hackett said to me,
did you, let me ask you this. Why do you walk to the microphone when you go up on stage?
I'm like, because that's where everybody goes. That's where the mic is.
Right. That's why you should never walk over there. Did you see where I went when I went on stage?
And I couldn't tell him, no. I was in the green room trying to finger blast Maria Menounos. I found out she was married very quickly. When I was choked out. I just pulled those names randomly. That name, I should say.
I walk in front of the microphone. And then you go over here, you shake a hand. Because they're happy to see you. Why not shake their hand? If somebody came up to you on the street and said, oh my God, there he is, you'd shake their hand. Hello. And then you look up at the balcony or the back of the room. Hello, I can't shake your hand, obviously. I'm up here, but hello. Then some guy on the other end of the stage is going to go, I want my hand shaken too. He paid for parking. Take care. He's got a girl with him. Then you go behind the microphone. And the whole room goes behind the microphone with you, kid.
Hmm. I've never walked to a microphone since. I always walk in front of it. Even if it's all the way up, I move it back. He also told me things that are not yet applicable. Once he goes,
can I tell you something that I don't tell many people about what we do?
I said, sure.
Who to be in Nagasaki where the women shoot a blackie and the men say, woo, wacky boo.
I said, wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you're laughing, so there you go. He's a genius. Beautiful man. I miss you, buddy. I love you every day. I love you every day. You took more of an interest in me and what I do than my parents. My parents love me very much, so you must have really loved me. Thank you, buddy. I love you. So, More Stories Podcast with Jeff Cesario will be up on a Monday. I wanted to give you this little teaser first. I wanted to remember the Buddy Hackett stories because I have not been telling them as much. And Kevin Pollak, the impressionist, maybe that I admire most of all, is the guy that told me, it's like your Buddy Hackett. It's spooky. And that's how I feel about his walking. He does the best walking. The key to the great impressions is you have to be able to do the person without that much exaggeration. Like when Dana Carvey did George Bush.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be.
And by the way, it's great. It's a seminal moment in impressions. Like nobody even knew how to do George Bush.
Not gonna do it.
3.3 miles.
So, all right.
To exit 63B, US 101.
I will, Siri. Who named Siri Siri? Huh? Conspiracy, man. They were going to name her Claire, bro. So, Kevin Pollak really complimented the Hackett. His buddy, Christopher Walken. Kevin Pollak's Christopher Walken is so astoundingly great because he does it in a talking without exaggeration. Because George Bush never said, not gonna die. Because you play to the audience. You make things magnified. That's our jobs. We take the truth and we color outside the lines. We turn it up. We turn it up louder than it's supposed to be. And you enjoy it, or we color outside the lines and we move laterally farther than we should. Like a Christopher Walken impression. Whoa! He only says whoa in like movies. He doesn't walk around in real life going, whoa, wowie, wow, wow. I sound like Borat. But like Al Pacino, you have to be able to do, are you going to do me talking? Well, I hope you do, because you are great at what you do. You know that. You know that. I sound like a blues musician, and you're not exaggerating right now. Do you know, in the 70s, how important movies were? Forrest Whitaker, I can only do regular, because I've never seen him exaggerate, really. You did not convince me, though. You, yeah. So, Kevin Pollak's the guy that nailed walking. There's no argument. Kevin Wallach. Who the fuck is Kevin Wallach? I want a name, serial number, and I want to read that fucker's file. The fact that I just said Kevin Wallach and said Wallach. Not Tim Wallach, Cub Killer. Tim Wallach is the batter. Man, bring me, like Pacino and Salome when his daughter says, bring me the head of Yohanan. Salome, this is a holy man. You don't want the head of a holy man. How about I bring you peacocks? I have 100 peacocks, 50 of them I give unto you. They walk between the myrtle trees, Salome. The beaks are gilded in gold, and the grains that they eat are smeared in gold. The little feet are stained with purple dyes from India. So when they walk, they leave little purple footprints between those myrtles. I'll give them to you. Don't ask me to give you the head of a holy man. Bad omen, Salome. Bring me the head of Kevin Wallach. Who is he? That's all I want to know right now. Who the hell is Kevin Wallach, and how'd he get in my brain? Enjoy the podcast when it comes out on a Monday. This is like a little tiny, weird, more stories interlude, which I should do more often, like on a Wednesday. A short one for you. Like 12 minutes even. I'll pull it off. More stories, little one. A little more stories. On the Art of Charm podcast, they have the mini episode Monday. So I can't steal that. It's a Wednesday, so it's a hump day happy. Some weird thing. But it's me talking to you.
Well, if you're going to keep talking, you might as well do a joke or an impression. Otherwise, you'll waste their time. If you wasted time, you're through, kid.
More Stories Podcast, the app is free. Email me, morestories3737@gmail.com. 12 minutes on the mother effing nose.
Game for you to play. Ah, but then let's face it, things are easier today.